Any horse is running worth betting on. How's the weather down there? I hope you're keeping warm. How you feeling, sweetheart? Are you moving on? Are you sleeping okay? Or do the nights go on and on? I hope you're eating well. I hope you're staying strong. Cause I'm fine and I'm not. I'm spinning round and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. For time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. And I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. How are your mom and dad? How's your brother too? My folks are holding up. My sister's pulling through. Both the cats say hi. I know they miss you too. Cause I'm fine, then I'm not. I'm spinning round and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. For time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. Cause I tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. See, I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone.
We'll be home soon. WMFO in Medford, 9:06 in the morning. It is, I don't really believe it, but it's November 12th. I'm Mike, and I've got my friend Cassidy here. Hi, Cass.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, how are you?
I'm really, really, really tired of this weather.
Well, why? Because it's November 12th, and it's 68 dew point and 70 degrees. And
my hair's loving this, you know?
Yeah, well, everybody's is. But anyway, welcome to another Saturday, even though it's crazy weather. It's going to stop raining around here, though, in Boston in a little while, and it's going to stay pretty breezy and, you know, in the 70s, but sort of humidity is going to drop, and it's going to get more sneezable tonight. And
then snow on Tuesday night. Yeah. Higher elevations.
Yeah, whatever. So, got a bunch of Freeform and New Noise, and Cass's five-song set is coming around 9:30, 9:35 or so. I have the New Noise. A bunch of stuff that I'm doing is, let's see, I've got new Nervous Eaters who just released their record yesterday in a fabulous show. I am doing Hummingbird Syndicate, another from their record. They were here with me last week. Key of Caustic, I'm going to play that excellent a new track of theirs again. I've got something from the Lucas State. I've got more James Keys from Boston. And the first track I'm going to do is from a band in Stockholm, Sweden. Now, it's not Stupidity, but two of the members of the band used to be in Stupidity. They used to be the guitar player and the bass player, and they now have their own band called Noise Detectors Incorporated. And this is brand new noise, and it is called New Song. How did they come up with that one?
Well done.
Yeah.
Well played, gentlemen.
It's Noise Detectors, Inc. here with New Noise, WMFO.
See you. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
So it's WMFO in Medford, 9:24 in the morning. I'm Mike, along here with Cassidy McGuinn.
Hello. Again.
Hello. Again. Yeah, so I understand that the stream, the internet stream is not working. So hopefully we'll get that fixed. I did notify the people that need to be notified. So
I kicked a plug out of the wall. Could that have been it?
No.
No, okay.
No, I couldn't. No. You did? That was you?
I always do want to come here, just to see what happens.
All right. So first set of the day started with a new noise from Noise Detectors from Stockholm, Sweden. A brand new single from them called New Song. Then T-Rex was the second in line in that set from 1973's 20th Century Boy. That was the title track. A band called Divine Fits in 2012. They had a thing, an album called A Thing Called Divine Fits. Would that not be nice? No, it wouldn't be nice to have a tongue twister for an early morning DJ.
That's right.
The Monochrome set was fourth in the set from their 2006 record called Finn. That's called He's Frank. And that was Little Richard. That was Little Richard in the fifth song of the set. From 1971, he had a record called The Real Thing, R-I-L-L Thing.
That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, Greenwood, Mississippi was that one.
Good stuff.
All right, so at 9:25, I'm going to play a couple of new noises before we get to Cassidy's five-song set. I'm going to start off with a brand new noise from Boston's James Keys from his new record called New Frequency Response. This is called New Maze. It's new noise at WMFO.
There's got to be a way.
WMFO in Medford, 9:33 in the morning. Mike, she's Cass.
Hello again.
Hello. And we just heard a couple of new noises just to get us here to the bottom of the hour. First was brand new from James Keys. His new record is called New Frequency Response, and that was New Maze. Then we just heard the Lucas State. Their brand new record is coming out, and that was an advanced single. Awesome stuff, both. That was called Bring Us Down. All right. All right, Cass, it's time.
It's that time again.
It is, and you've got five songs, and we're going to do two, talk, one more.
That sounds like a workable plan for me.
So let's talk about the first two. The first two are in order, Tom Waits and Edwin Collins.
Yeah.
Let's tackle Tom Waits first. This is a well-known track. It's from a Broadway show, and well, I'll just let you tell us about Somewhere.
Yeah, so this is, in case you're wondering, is it that song Somewhere from West Side Story? And indeed it is.
Mm.
If you've never heard this, I mean, it's Tom Waits. So
right.
I happen to think it's the best version I've ever heard. It's very moving. I don't know this for sure, but I know he was dating Ricky Lee Jones around this time, and I always wondered if that might have had something to do with how emotional his version of this is. But I think it's very beautiful.
Could very well be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great song.
So that's the first one, and then Edwin Collins.
Yeah, so this is... sorry. So this this is the song that most people would know him by in North America. It's it was back in the mid-90s. This version, though... oh, and it's called A Girl Like You. I should probably mention that. This is actually from a live on Conan O'Brien show album that came out in the late 90s. If you can find this clip on YouTube. It's a great performance. And whoever did the engineering on Conan's show back then was a master. Listen to how well recorded this is, and especially the drums. It's really, really something. And it's a great song.
And Conan back in the 90s, that was where you wanted to be.
Yeah, sure was.
That was it. All right, starting with Tom Waits from the album Blue Valentine. This is Somewhere. First song of Cass's set here at WMFO.
For a time. Oh, my hell. And we're her. We're hold my hand, and I'll take you there somehow. Someday, somewhere.
It is WMFO. Yes, it is 9:43 in the morning, and yeah, it's me, Mike, and it's Cass, and we just did the first two songs from Cass's set, and they were starting with Tom Waits, just an incredibly breathtakingly beautiful version of Somewhere from West Side Story, of course, on a record called Blue Valentine. That was really, really nice.
That whole record is great. It doesn't sound like that. It's sort of towards the end of his traditional singer-songwriter period. Then he had that radical shift with Swordfish Trombones, but it's a great album.
Well, that was just an incredible performance, and for sure. And Edwin Collins, you know, we all know that song, like you said, A Girl Like You, but captured live on Conan O'Brien. That was incredible.
It sure was.
I'm going to look for the YouTube link.
Yeah, it's you can find this performance in YouTube.
Maybe you can post the link on the thread.
Sure, I will do that.
Since nobody can hear us because everything else is down.
But, trust me, if you could, you would love it, but unfortunately you can't.
No, they can hear it later. what are you going to do? I mean, I've contacted Ops, and hopefully they'll look into it. So let's talk about the next two, starting with Jonathan Brook, because I wouldn't know about Jonathan Brook if it weren't for you. We went to see her, not alone, but what was the other band she did with Jennifer?
The Story.
The Story. Saw them in the Paradise.
That's right.
So many moons
ago.
That's
right.
See, when do I ever remember a show? But so
you saw them several times.
Several
actually.
Times, and I embarrassed myself once in front of her, which I won't talk about on the air. I did.
I remember that.
No, you don't. All right. So Jonathan Brook, 10 Cent Wings. Tell us about that beautiful song.
Oh, so this is from her 1997 album called 10 Cent Wings.
Mm.
I know this is her favorite album of hers. It has kind of an unfortunate backstory to it, which is she recorded the album.
Are you going to bum us all out now?
Only because not enough people got to hear what a great album it is. Typical record company shenanigans.
Okay.
I guess the record came out, and right after it came out, either the management at the record company changed or the record company went under. And I know apparently she was just devastated. If you hear the song, you'll understand why.
Mm.
It did well like around here in like, kind of the places
sure
where
did,
it's like
yeah.
a folky... You know, kind of big folk community, but it should have been a massive, massive album.
Yep.
This is a wonderful, wonderful song.
Yeah, well, the talent is obvious when you hear it. And The National, who I don't really associate The National with you too much, but this is something called Pink Rabbits.
Yeah, so this is from their 2013 album, Trouble Will Find Me. This is my favorite album from them. There's another song in here called I Need My Girl, which is absolutely beautiful. One of the most beautiful music videos I've ever seen. Only a handful that I really like, but that's certainly up there. And there's a wonderful cover version of this from Caitlin Rose. Their version is pretty great, too.
Pretty great?
Yeah, I'm still semi-awake.
All right. 10 Cent Wings. This is beautiful from Jonathan Brook's album. This is the title track. At WMFO.
If I knew what I was after, I'd remember where I'd be. If I was sure of something better, I'd go. Sure.
find quiet. I went out in the rain. I was just soaking my head till I rattled my brain. Somebody said you disappeared in a crowd. I didn't understand that. I don't understand that. Am I the one you think about when you're sitting in your faint chair drinking pancreas? Am I the one you think about when you're sitting in your faint chair drinking pancreas? When everybody was gone, you were staring in the street cause you were trying not to crack up. It wasn't like a rain, it was more like a sea. I didn't ask for this pain, it just came over me. I love a stone, but I don't love lightning. All that water's coming up so fast, it's frightening. Am I the one you think about when you're sitting in your fainting chair drinking pancreas? Am I the one you think about when you're sitting in your fainting chair drinking pancreas? And everybody was gone. Staring down the street cause I was trying not to cry. I was solid gold, I was in the fight. I was coming back from what seemed like a ruin. I couldn't see you coming so far. I just turn around and there you are. I'm so surprised you wanna dance with me now. I was just getting used to living life without you around. So surprised you wanna dance with me now. You always said I held you way too high off the ground. You didn't see me, I was falling apart. I was a white girl in a crowd of white girls in a park. You didn't see me, I was falling apart. I was a television version of a person with a broken heart. You didn't see me, I was falling apart. I was a white girl in a crowd of white girls in a park. You didn't see me, I was falling apart. I was a television version of a person with a broken heart. And everybody was gone. You were staring down the street cause you were trying not to crack up. And Bone and Drag was still on. Now I only think about Los Angeles when the sun kicks out. Now I only think about Los Angeles when the sun kicks out.
WMFO Medford, 9:55 in the morning. Hello to all the people actually listening on an antenna out there today. Our stream seems to be down, so we've got you as a captive audience. Hello. I'm Mike. She's Cam. What's your name again? I was going to call you Cam.
Just
Cassidy.
Can, Cam, Cass, whatever.
Hey, you. All right. So,
hey, Red.
that was the third and fourth songs of the five-song set from Cass. And first heard Jonathan Brooks' beautiful song. As she said, it's the title track from her record called 10 Cent Wings back in 1997, which seems like just a few years ago to me. I don't know why that is.
I know.
The 90s don't seem like a long time ago.
No.
I don't know. I need help. And The National with... something from a record in 2013 called Trouble Will Find Me. That was Pink Rabbits, a Well, you know, they aren't usually that melodic, I don't think, but that was beautiful.
They had a great line in there, too. I was a television version of a person with a broken heart. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I have one more track, and it's by a favorite of both of ours, Freddie Johnston.
Yeah, so this is an album that I don't think is very easy to find.
No.
He released it through his website, if I remember correctly.
Bastard.
It came out back in 2000. And it's an album he recorded at 33 and a Third Studios. It's just him and someone playing, switching between electric and acoustic guitar. This is a version of one of my all-time favorite songs, Wichita Lineman. He does a studio version of this that's wonderful, but version is really, really amazing. I think people are going to like it.
All right, Freddie Johnston and Wichita Lineman, the fifth and final song in, what's your name again? Cass's set.
Red.
Right here.
Hey, Red.
WMFO.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires. I hear you through the wine. The Wichita Lineman is still on the line. You know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita Lineman is still on the is still on the line.